But I do want to share with you just some thoughts as we come into this. As you know, we're in a series in the church entitled You Got Questions. And so one of the questions is what are the benefits of being a Christian? So we're going to talk about that today. Next week's going to be a fun one, okay? Because somebody actually wrote, what does the Bible say about tattoos? Jim's going, they're awesome. Okay, so we're going to talk about that next week, and it ought to be a really fun one as well. So we're going to have a lot of fun with these. Okay, so we're talking about what are the benefits of being a Christian. So somebody tell me what's one of the benefits, the obvious one. Eternal life. Okay, we always think, but I didn't put that up here. You know why? Because that's the one we always talk about. So what I want to talk about is eight benefits of being a Christian, and then we're gonna have another song tour, Abby, and then we're gonna get time to eat. So in John chapter 10 verse 10 it says, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but I come that we may have life and have it to the full. I like this, because what Jesus is saying is, the thief, who is the thief? The devil. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So when we follow what the devil has for us, we usually take away some of the blessings that God has in store, and we pay a price as a result of that. So there's the negative. I want to get the negative out of the way. But now I want to talk about the next one. I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. That's kind of what I want to focus on. So let's talk about some of the benefits. First, God clears our sinful debt and makes us spiritually rich. Now, that word sin is one that we don't like talking about anymore. Matter of fact, I was on a Facebook post one time and somebody says, you shouldn't say the word sin anymore because it's so offensive. Well, sin is offensive to God. But every one of us is born sinners, and every one of us has disobeyed God. But the nice part is by coming to Christ, we have the ability to have our debt canceled. Romans 4:24, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness, for us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, he was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. So we live a life just as if we've never sinned. 2 Corinthians 4:21, God made him who had no sin sin for us so that we might become righteousness of God. You hear what I'm saying? See, we've disobeyed God, and because of that, that's held to our account. But because of Jesus Christ, we have the ability to have that debt canceled. Anybody ever have a debt canceled? How many would like to have your debts canceled? How many of you would like to have your house mortgage canceled? There you go. Can you imagine that? All of a sudden getting a letter in the mail, and oh, boy. You're getting this letter in the mail, and all of a sudden it says, by the way, your house is paid for. Oh, that would be great, wouldn't it? Hey, can I share something with you? We had happened this past week. When Polly and I go on vacation, okay, the one thing that we do is we look up where the hospitals are, okay, because one of us is going to go in the hospital. When I went to Guam two times ago, I ended up having a kidney stone. Polly gets a cold and flu and everything else. So last time we went, we had some hospital bills. And I'm sitting here going, how am I going to pay these hospital bills? How is that debt going to be canceled? How are we going to do that? Well, a week ago, Polly walks into the house and she says, oh, by the way, I want you to look at something in the refrigerator. I looked in the refrigerator and there was a crack in the lining of the refrigerator. Well, lucky us, we decided to put an insurance on that refrigerator. So we called the guy. He came out. He just opened up the door and says, I can't fix that. Shuts the door, gets on the phone. He was in my house 5 minutes. Calls up on the phone and says, oh, by the way, this refrigerator is now irreparable. What does that mean? It wasn't even 5 minutes and I get this email saying, we're going to buy back your refrigerator. Okay, what does that mean? So I call them up. They said, we're going to send you a check for $1,080. I said, what do I do with the refrigerator? It's yours. So for $20, I go to Menards, and I get silicone and duct tape. Right? How many of you would do that? All right? Silicone duct tape. Guess what? Guess who's paying my debt at the hospitals at Blanchard Valley Hospital, Findlay, Ohio, is paid for. Whew. Isn't that great to know? And the same thing with you. When you give your life to Christ, your debt is paid for. But what about the past? I'm going to show you the past. How many of you remember the movie Lion King? Watch this.
What was that? The weather. Very peculiar.
Simba has to face his past.
Looks like the winds are changing.
Change is good.
Yeah, but it's not easy. I know what I have to do, but going back means I'll have to face my past. I've been running from it for so long. Ow! Jeez, what was that for?
It doesn't matter. It's in the past.
Yeah, but it still hurts.
Oh, yes, the past can hurt. But the way I see it, you can either run from it or learn from it. Ah, you see? So what are you going to do?
First, I'm going to take your stick.
No, not your stick. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going back.
Good. Come on, get out of here.
Who all is going to watch The Lion King this afternoon? Here he had to face his past. And that's the thing about when we disobey God. You do have to face your past. But the nice part is, it's not held against you. It's still going to hurt. The past still hurts. But it doesn't matter. It's in the past if you've asked for forgiveness. So let's go to the second thing. God adopts us as our children. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Christ Jesus. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. It gave him great pleasure for us to be adopted into his family. Romans chapter 8, verse 17. Now you are beloved sons and daughters and fellow heir with Christ. Here's the neat part about adoption. Here you got somebody that was not a biological part of the family, but is now part of the family, has the full rights and privileges of being part of the family. And so that was the neat part about Findlay. Okay? How many kids in our church in Findlay were adopted? Romanian, Korean, Russian, Croatian. And I wasn't there yet. And we had three American adoptions in that church. Now, here's the neat part. Guess what? They are now 100% part of the family and have all the rights and privileges. So as a Christian, we have been adopted into God's family. We have all the rights and privileges of being part of God's family. Isn't that neat? We are part of the family of God. Thirdly, God gives us his spirit. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5. He decided in advance to adopt us in his own family. And this is what he wanted to do and gave him great pleasure. Verse 14. The spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us the inheritance he promised and that he has purchased us to be his own people. He did this so that we would praise and glorify him. We now have God's spirit in our lives. We're not alone. He is with us. The power of God is with us. Fourthly, we experience freedom and hope. This means that anyone who belongs in Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. The new has come. That's the neat part about Christianity. It's called being born again. You can start all over again. I used to do that all the time. Yeah, when I was in high school, how many enjoyed high school? Not me. Just did not like high school. And then I went to Fort Wayne Bible College. You know why I wanted to go to Fort Wayne Bible College? I went to Fort Wayne Bible College to learn how to be a pastor. But I also went to Fort Wayne Bible College because I wanted a new beginning. I wanted to be in an area that was filled with Christians. You soon found out that not all of them there were Christians, but it was nice to be around Christians. And I had a new beginning. No longer was I pig farmer Darwin Dunton. I became a student government president, a student advisor, the first male cheerleader of Fort Wayne Bible College history. Do you believe that? Polly? She's rolling her eyes. Yeah. And so it was a new beginning. Same thing with Christ. It doesn't matter. Your past doesn't matter. You are a new beginning. And that comes in Jesus Christ. Fifthly, we can know God's will and the purpose for our lives. God has a will for your life. He really does. He has a desire for you to live life to the fullest. Now, our idea of living life to the fullest is not God's idea. And I have found out, as I have watched people throughout my 32 years of ministry, when you follow God's will, that's when the joy really starts. It's when you're looking for joy humanly way, I can't think of another way, that you just can't find it. Okay? I mean, where's the happiest place on earth? Who said it? Yeah, Disney World's known as the happiest place on earth. Okay, is it really? Anybody ever work at Disney World? Anybody ever work at Cedar Point? Kings Island? My kids did. One summer. They won't do it again. So, dear, what it's saying is we can know God's will and God's purpose, and when we're living life the way He intended it, that's when the true joy comes. I mean, this is when you can see people who are literally living in poverty have joy in their lives because they're living life God's way. Okay, sixthly, our identity and worth is now in Christ. It's not what I do. It's in Christ Jesus. It says, I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, nor angels or demons, nor our fears for today, nor our worries for tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus. Why? Because you've been adopted into His family. Why? Because you are now part of God's family. My identity is no longer Darwin Dunton. It should be Darwin Christian, or Christian Darwin, or Christian Darwin Dunton. Seventhly, you now have a new family. Yes, the church has its faults. Not everybody can be as perfect as me. Where's Jim? And those jokes. When you become a Christian, God wants you to be part of a family. And the family is a family of God, the church. And the church is like a family. We have the same joys and the same struggles. There are siblings that don't get along sometimes. Did you always get along with your brothers and sisters? Okay, but you still love them. And that's the key to the church. The church has its issues, but I'm going to tell you, we have more going for us than more than going against us. We have more that's right than what is wrong, but we tend to like to focus on what is wrong instead of what is right. I have more friends. I mean, think about this. How do I know about a man named Keith who plays the banjo in Findlay, Ohio, except part of the church? Where do my friends come from? I got friends from every church I've ever served because they're part of my family. That's the joy of the church. So when something goes wrong in our lives, then the church comes forward. And when we need somebody to put our arm around, it's the church. And so the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, what were they doing? The church was meeting together. They were teaching and fellowshipping. They were breaking bread, having chicken, and prayer. And everyone was filled with awe with the many wonders and signs that were performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold their property and possessions and gave to those that were in need. Every day they continued to meet together in temple courts. They broke bread in their homes. They ate and they were glad and were sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Do you see what the church was doing? Lastly, we can experience God's peace. We're no longer at war with God. We're no longer at war with God. we're at peace with him. I know we have a number of veterans in our church, and you know what war is really like. And to come home and go, peace, comparatively. I'm no longer at war with God. I am now at peace with him. In some respects, the peace treaty was signed by Jesus, by his blood. So we could have eternal life, so we could have these benefits, so that we can know that there's a God who really cares and loves us. I like to do sermons like this on Hoedown Sunday because I think we need to be lifted up many times. Last year it was what the church is doing right, and this year is the benefits of being a Christian. I did a little survey, a little study. I was on Facebook on some pastor pages, and the question was asked, tell me the most powerful statement in your sermon last Sunday. And it was amazing. I want to say 75 to 80% had the word don't in it. That was eye-opening. Being a Christian means do. Being a Christian says, these are your benefits. Now, yes, don't. There are certain things you don't do. But I look at more do in the scriptures versus don't. You are the body of Christ. You have peace with God. You have the power of the Holy Spirit. You have the family of God. These are all just some of the benefits of being part of the body of Christ. Maybe you don't know Christ. Today would be a good day to talk to myself or one of the elders. You saw the elders that were up here about what it means to give your life totally to Christ. We're going to be here. We're going to be eating chicken with you. Feel free to come and sit down, and we'll be glad to share that with you today. Let's pray. Father, we come at this time, and we thank you for this chance to get together. And Lord, we're even pausing and thanking you for the food that we're about to eat and the bread that's going to be broken. We're grateful for that. May your blessing be upon us and upon this time, and guide us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.